Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I am also one of the co-hosts of Beyond Damascus. You can check out our podcast on YouTube or where you download your favorite podcasts, or listen here on St. Gabriel Radio on weekends. Friends, today we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." That's Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. At face value, this is a pretty simple reading for us, right? We see the story of the widow who offers from her poverty, from her livelihood, from her need. You know, being a part of an organization like Damascus here in Centerburg, Ohio, I have the opportunity frequently to share how nothing that we do here at Damascus can be done in any way apart from the generosity of individuals who've made this work possible. Thanks to those who have supported the work of Damascus, or who have supported the work of our local diocese, or the work of St. Gabriel Radio, or the work of your own parish even. Our generous gifts toward those who work daily in the mission field make the work of mission possible. You know, not a day goes by where we don't walk by one of our buildings, or walk by our climbing wall, or give a tour of this property, where you don't see a sign of someone's miraculous gift, a generous gift. You know, in today's gospel, we are put in the position of one who may not be able to give climbing walls and high ropes courses and beautiful auditoriums and chapels, but can give from our place of need, from our place of poverty. A lot of times when we read a gospel reading like this, we make excuses for reasons not to talk about actual financial giving, right? God expects a gift of not only our material possessions, but also our hearts. And yes, that is true, but it's also worth noting that the way that we express our preference and priority is often with where we spend our time and where we spend our money. If we get nervous when the church starts talking about giving, it may simply be because our conscience is telling us that we've got more to give, right? I would encourage you to be intentional, be considerate about what it is that we can give, and the freedom that can come when we escape from the hold that finances have over our lives and give them back to the Lord, their rightful owner. Our time is another critical component of what it is we have to give. Every day we can make the choice as to whether we're going to spend our time for ourselves or whether we're going to give our time as an offering to the Lord. Are we going to take the time to give attention to a conversation that may feel like it could be fruitless to us, but maybe just what somebody else needs to come to a place of peace or understanding or restoration? The gifts that God's given to us, He's given so that we can give away. This is how we come to know ourselves most fully, through a gift of ourself. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the charisms, even those gifts that the Holy Spirit gives the church for the sake of evangelization, they're given for the upbuilding of the church. They're given so that they can be given away. Today, we have an opportunity to give our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our material possessions and our time to the Lord Jesus. He may ask us in a variety of ways. You know, it may be as simple and general as being focused and being ready to engage in relationship with your family after work, or being engaged with a conversation with your spouse or with your mom or dad. Or it may be as straightforward as, I need to give from my need. I need to give not from my surplus, but from what I would count as critical. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us here on the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab.